I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
My newly minted co-host, I mean, Barrett Sports Media, put it right there on the website under the second part. But it was on the website. All right? You got to scroll.
We're already going after the trades?
It's a half scroll.
We're 30 seconds into this thing. We can't go after everyone.
Maybe we can.
I got 25 hours a week, and I cannot be stopped. I'm a monster. They've now empowered me by putting, I'll say it, my best friend in the building right across from me.
I like that you thought about what to do with the open, by the way, because like tomorrow you can definitely say the show is back, but today you had no chance.
No, you could. There's no way. And now we built this whole moment. We'll talk Browns. Cavs got the Bucks tonight. Can they go 8-0? That's the franchise record for the fastest and best start in franchise history. That was a big breath. Ryan Day.
We're getting teared up with the idea.
Didn't lose his job. Oh, where was that? I'm sorry. Was that all premature? Sorry, morning boys. Sorry, Ohio State fans who exclusively shop at Walmart. But for you, sir, this is your moment. You just got to really.
This is my moment.
You got to really just.
Did I already blow it? Because you did this whole nice, like, oh, best friend at the station, and I just kind of drove right by that.
No.
Or was it implied?
No. Now I've raised the stakes, so you now have to match or better
that. I mean, people know that, though, right? They know that this is the show that we've been doing together for 8 years while also not being able to do this show together.
Yeah.
This is the one. This is finally, like, we've hit that spot.
Do people know that?
I don't know.
I don't think people don't know the tale of Baron Penguin and Andy Roth. Our dear departed former PD wanted us to make sure.
I mean, he just left and went to Atlanta.
Well, yeah.
My dear departed.
It's hot there.
Yeah,
it's hot there. There's an implication.
Okay.
But he wanted to make sure we worked Baron Penguin into the first segment because he loves the name of that so much.
Yeah, he was a big supporter of Baron Penguin.
He always was. He's like, if you ever get it, I mean, the show name's Afternoon Drive, but make sure to pepper in Baron Penguin. Anything to add here?
It is cool. I mean, we've known each other for now. It's almost 9 years, 8.5 years, and we've just always talked about what the show would be like. It's not like we do this with like everyone at the station. It was just, I talk about it with you, you talk about it with me, and now we get a chance to actually make that show.
I think they made this the show simply so we would stop doing it.
Is that it?
Up in the back there? Because after 9 years, everybody's just like, okay, we get it. You like each other. You have energy. You like sports. Cool. And, I mean, if you think about it that way, we really kind of bullied him into it. I mean, really kind of shoehorned him.
That's how history is going to remember that one. We just bullied him into it.
Yep. That's exactly how we got here. Now, I got to say, so happy. I mean, for you, your family, I'm so proud of you.
Thank you.
For, you know, like when we met, you were a single guy, and then you met and you fell in love with Elise, and now you got a beautiful baby girl. And like, I'm just so happy for you because we both grew up in the business. I can't say enough. So I'm going to let you say something here because 1 week ago's time, this is how we do it on the show. 1 week ago's time. I was trying to say, guys, I think this is one game. Let's let this one breathe a little bit. I just don't know. Like, it was a great game. It was a lot of fun. And he went against Baltimore, and there was the Jimmy part of it. It was so great.
By Friday, by the way. By Friday, I thought you did get there. Not to where I got, but I thought you were starting to get there. Were you not?
Get to
a spot that maybe it's not the most inconceivable thing that we ever heard of, that maybe Jameis Winston could actually beat Joe Flacco.
Yeah, no. I never got there. I simply gave them a chance to not lose by 100 points, which they didn't. They lost by like 20 points, and it was never really that close. But here was Jonathan Pander from last Monday.
I'm not doing the two or three more games. I'm putting a lot into yesterday. And I absolutely love what I saw yesterday, and I do think it was a bigger deal than maybe some people are making it out to be.
But too many things went right for that to be a flash in the pan and a one-off.
You've been here for a decade. You have to know. You can't just say, well, too many things went right. Yes, that's when you should be most cynical about it.
All I have is a mountain of evidence that Stefanski knows what he's doing with other quarterbacks. It's so obvious. What happened here? And sometimes when you're presented with the obvious, you got to accept it.
I agree.
Got this new nice show. So excited to get to work today, and now all I want to do is walk away from the mic. Now I just want to crawl back to Solon and just be like, oh no.
So now the question is, are you going to double down and say yesterday was the mirage, or are you going to flip-flop?
I like that you give me the option to say yesterday was a mirage.
This show is about optionality, just like Kevin Stefanski's offense, in that it's made up. So I'll ask you, which option are you choosing?
I'm choosing the option that tells me we all got duped. We got duped. For 1 week, we got duped. We wanted to buy into what we saw. They beat a Ravens team that had won five straight. Lamar Jackson is the front runner for league MVP. They looked awesome. What the hell was that yesterday, Nick?
I believe we call that a Texas-sized ass whooping.
That was so brutal on so many different levels. And it was, I don't think it's crazy. Like, so think about it. Thursday night, for instance, the Jets come and take on the Texans. And Aaron Rodgers is like, oh, cayenne pepper and water. That's going to be the fountain of youth. And all these Jets fans, these loony Jets fans were like, oh, yeah, cayenne water, cayenne pepper and water. It's pretty good, right? Like, they're convincing themselves that something changed, right? Something was different. Meanwhile, we had an actual change. We watched our bad quarterback, Deshaun Watson, be sidelined, and then Jameis Winston looked like the greatest quarterback we've ever seen. Like, there was tangible reasons for why that wasn't just the beginning of 1 week being duped, and here I am 1 week later and I'm duped.
Yeah, it's okay. I believe there was something I left out from setting up that clip and then reacting to that clip, which was I told you so. I believe I tried.
Don't hurt yourself. Pat yourself on the back there. Bikram yoga reach you got going on.
I've limbered up today. Ugh. I made sure I went on a nice 2 mile walk. We're feeling great. I tried to warn everybody. And listen, we're not going to make this show about that because that's not what this is. We get them wrong. That's okay to be wrong.
Well, I'm like Evel Knievel. I get paid for the attempt. I hope everyone knows that. But I think like 90% of Browns fans got that one wrong.
Yeah, but I think like to me, the most predictable thing was what happened yesterday. And a lot of that, by the way, if we're just going to keep it grounded.
I didn't see it coming.
Like, if you take the names and records off this, and you just said you've got a quarterback who the only way this guy eats is he throws the ball down the field more than anybody. Like, that's the way that he gets himself going and the team going, and you're going up against a team with an elite pass rush who, by the way, plays the most two-high safety look in the NFL. Oh, and it's the best passing defense in the NFL.
Like, well, best scoring defense, not the best passing defense, or the best scoring defense.
It looked like the best passing defense on Sunday.
They looked really good.
And so, like, I felt it in my bones as the weekend went on. And when I saw Jameis's pregame thing, where he just continues to have, like...
Well, he was feeling himself, wasn't
he? I'll be honest with you, if it was anybody else, we'd be thinking about, like, should we get this guy tested for something? Because he's on something. Like, he's just so intense. And I was like, there's no way. There's just no way. And unfortunately, listen, that game went a lot worse than I thought it would go.
Yeah. How could you think it would have gone any better?
But you were talking about unbearable. Worse. I wasn't that affected by it. Maybe it's because I
got myself back high. I started to believe that this was Joe Flacco 2.0, and Myles Garrett is all but guaranteeing victories on Friday. Like I bought into all that hook, line, and sinker. And listen, maybe I just lied to myself. Maybe I needed to lie to myself. I wanted to lie to myself. I wanted to give myself hope for this season. But yesterday that felt like it did 2 weeks ago. That was just a kick in the nards.
But it wasn't a regression. This is who they are. And maybe it's because I've accepted that. And again, you don't have to like it. You don't have to enjoy it. I'm not saying anybody should have enjoyed it. But like, I took the Washington loss so hard. I took the Philly loss and the Cincy loss because a lot of these games, the Raiders, I took all those so personally. And this one, I'm watching it, and I'm a little disaffected. I'm like,
you're apathetic already.
No. Because I still love watching the team. They're still my team. I'm not giving up on them. There's always next year. I think, have we not said that in a week or two? But like, I can't say I saw it coming. I just think like, if a regression was due, well, this is the game you can't have a regression against. And unfortunately, it was a matchup nightmare. And Jameis Winston turned into a pumpkin post Halloween.
You had such a prime opportunity if you won that game, and then you get the bye week, and then you take on the Saints, and the Saints just fired their head coach today. That is a dumpster fire of a team right now. Like, it was such a prime opportunity, and they just vomited all over their shoes, Nick.
Yeah, that's magical thinking. Everything that you just did there is magical.
Well,
hey,
no, hold on.
Well,
it was baked in. I'm not sitting over here. That was no fantasy land there. That was baked in some logic.
Did we
not just see Joe Flacco do the same exact thing last year? Like, wasn't it a reasonable reasonable estimation that Stefanski and all these wide receivers and everyone was just being dragged down by Deshaun?
So basically, because
pretty sure that was reasonable.
Because no. Because it would have been unreasonable to expect it last year. Nobody expected it last year.
No, but we saw it last year. Yeah, last year was the proof that it exists.
And every year is different. And by the way, just because they play a similar style, Joe and Jameis are two wildly different cats.
Right, but we saw it happen is the point. Again, this isn't cayenne pepper and water. This isn't some Fugazi makeup.
No, we saw that happen too because the Jets beat the Texans on Thursday night.
This is Stefanski. This is the same core of wide receivers. This is every bit of it was exactly the same. And then you plug in Jameis, which is different. And there was reason. There was reason there to think that this could be something that Stefanski's just really good at and does.
I just realized you are trying to cling to hope on this whole thing. You're trying to cling to salvation by
Well, I don't think Jameis is going to be as bad as he was this last weekend. It just doesn't matter now anymore.
Well, yeah, but I think that's the point. To me, part of the reason why what happened on Sunday happened is...
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This was a culmination of the 8 previous weeks. Like, this is not an I was right moment, but like when you start to lose the way that they've lost this year, at some point there are compounding effects. And oh, by the way, they continue to have just ridiculous injury after ridiculous injury. JOK was not out there. Denzel maybe shouldn't have been given the way that he played. Like, it just, at some point, the math just it was right there. You didn't have to have a soothsayer. You didn't have to have somebody look into a crystal ball to see where this team is. And listen, I do enjoy some of the Jameis stuff, but like, he is Jameis. He is where he is in his career for a reason, despite obvious physical gifts.
Yeah, I mean, I spent last week diving into the post-30 interception season with Jameis Winston, where he actually had like a 24 touchdown to 11 interception ratio. And I'm like, this is it. He's been misunderstood. All these type of things. I was just wrong. That's all it comes down to.
Are you going
to
yo-yo on Jameis? Are we going to do this every week?
No, I think Jameis is going to be somewhere in between what you saw. I think he's going to be somewhere in between the guy that leads the league in passing yards and whatever that was yesterday. I think he's going to end up looking better than more people realize. I think the Browns will win a couple more games than maybe people even realize as well. It just doesn't matter anymore now.
Yeah, so I want to get back to that.
Playoffs are done. It just doesn't matter.
But so there's a lot to still watch this team for, and I know that's weird considering I just said kind of expected this, and you couldn't afford one more loss, and that's where you are. So I disagree with people say the season's over. No, your chances to compete for the playoffs are over.
Right. Because you still have things you can learn. You still have things that you got to build up on for sure.
Well, and there's a lot of things that you can do. And whether you choose to be competitive or whether you choose to maybe start looking at 2025, there's the trade deadline tomorrow. There's a lot of things that are variables in this. But the reality is, like, when you look at this, I do think there's going to be an element to this that Jameis is going to make this watchable. I know nobody wants to hear this. I'm going to tell you, guys are probably going to beat the Saints. That team just fired Dennis Allen.
I would hope you'd beat the Saints.
They hired the special teams coach. That would be, that loss right now would be the loss that I think I'd start to worry about people's jobs for, because it'd be as bad as the Saints losing to the Panthers, which effectively got Dennis Allen fired. But, Jameis should keep this entertaining.
Got us some great Michael Thomas content, though,
and
did it not?
I don't know. I know Cam Jordan sending out a tweet saying, I apologize to all New Orleans. That was such a great shot at the city of Charlotte and Panthers fans. Like, bleep that guy. I'm sorry. That is petty. We like petty on this show, but that is, you lost to the Panthers. Just sit there in it. Sit in your filth and don't enjoy it. But I do think, they're probably going to beat the Saints. And then, listen, I don't know they'll win another game this year, but I think the number one thing is, if you want to keep Browns fans happy, I think Jameis keeps it interesting. And I do think...
Oh, he's way more interesting than DTR.
Yeah, well, but honestly, he's more interesting than Deshaun.
Yeah, his shtick might run really old really quick, though.
Oh,
Do we swerve into the biting W stuff and the pregame speeches and the sermons and everything? Or do we just kind of be like, you threw three interceptions, dude?
That is another bit of wisdom I tossed out last week. There is a statute of limitations on that.
Yeah.
And it's probably about your second or third loss in a row, but that's not this week. That's okay. You got to buy now. We can just kind of relax a little bit. We don't have to, the Browns aren't going to ruin your Sundays for at least one weekend. And like the reality is, like I didn't think that loss. All right, I don't want to say that wasn't a bad loss because you got boat raced at home, but like there were elements to that that made sense to me. That wasn't the same as like teams that had no business beating you. Like they took away your run game, or you took it away yourself, mm-hmm. and then they played too high safety, which means Jameis was going to have to get the ball out and take the throws underneath, which he just didn't seem willing to do.
It's the worst look for Jameis, and they knew it the way everyone should know it.
I think before you do anything else, the next change, unless it's firing a coach, the next change is Jameis has got to sour himself on this fan base with his play, or he's got to do the opposite. So I think playing him going forward is a little logical, but like, I don't know. It's so funny. I'm trying not, because I'm not apathetic. I'm still passionate that they choose the right direction and they do things that make sense going forward. But man, I kind of felt like Baltimore was the red herring. I kind of felt Maybe. Like that was the one that gave us false hope. And, you know, the only thing they could have done that could have changed my disposition is winning against the Chargers on Sunday, and that felt impossible very early.
I, along with 90% of people listening, might have been wrong. I had way more fun than you did last week being wrong about this, though. It at least gave me some hope. But then, man, Sunday sucked in a way that it did not suck for you, apparently.
So basically, your argument is I was delusional, but I was having fun being delusional.
No, I think I was delusional, and I had fun being delusional. Right. You were practical about it all and knew what was going on, and that's why you didn't have as much disappointment on Sunday.
Nick Wilson was right. 216-474-0092. Nick Talk. Nathan Zagura at 3. Daryl Ryder at 6. All right. Separate the game from the record. Was that a regression or just a bad matchup for the Cleveland Browns? More on that in Jameis's terrible, bad, no good Sunday for the Cleveland Browns on 92.3 The Fan.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.